This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, sometimes the news of the day is somewhat simpler than those making the news would like you to believe it is. The White House, as you've heard, is pushing new rules for retirement advisors today. They're trying to improve the quality of the retirement advice that people get because some financial advisors, keyword here, some, not all, push their clients into investments that pay the advisor well, but sometimes aren't so good for said clients. The White House Council of Economic Advisors says that shady advice shaves 1% off average annual returns for those clients. And you may well be thinking right now, oh, come on, one lousy percent? What's all the hubbub, bub? Well, this is where we get to what the news is really about. It's about the miracle of compound interest. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Pop quiz. Would you rather get $10,000 a day for 30 days or a penny that doubled in value every day for the same 30 days? Andrew Meadows is with Ubiquity Retirement and Savings. They provide retirement accounts for small businesses.
Well, I mean, I would definitely lean toward $10,000 a day for 30 days.
Right? On day two, you'd have $20,000 versus 2 cents. Feels like a no-brainer. But actually, the doubling penny is a better deal. You'd have more than $5 million by the end of the month, thanks to compounding. Crazy, right?
It's plain math. You know, I think a lot of our brains don't really work that way. Our minds sometimes aren't really structured in a way for us to really think about what something is going to look at 30 days from now or 30 years from now.
And time is a magic ingredient when it comes to compounding. Stephen Brobeck is the executive director at the Consumer Federation of America.
Some economists say that interest compounding is the only miracle in economics. It's essentially interest earning interest.
What you earn goes back into your account, and now you earn interest on that plus your initial investment. The longer you leave it, the more it snowballs. But that snowballing can work against you if you're in debt and paying interest instead of earning it. Diane Lim is an economist at the Committee for Economic Development.
You're never able to kind of start over with the original size snowball. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and makes it more and more difficult for people to pay down debt.
So the trick is to get compounding working in the right direction. For savings, it's magic. On debt, it's misery. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
If you've got more questions on compound interest, and come on, you know you do, Marketplace's Patty Hirsch has a whiteboard video that explains it all. It is at marketplace.org.